Good evening, this is your Tesla daily update for July 16, 2026. Tesla delivered 480,126 vehicles in Q2, a 25% year-over-year surge that crushed analyst expectations of around 406,000 units. Yet shares fell on July 16 as investors grappled with margin pressure from aggressive pricing cuts. Wall Street is now closely watching the Q2 earnings report due July 22, particularly automotive gross margins, as the stock trades roughly 34% above Guru Focus fair value estimates. In product news, Tesla began rolling out FSD version 14.3.5 on July 13, bringing a new camera preview feature that lets drivers view live feeds from their vehicle's external cameras. The update, rolling out under firmware 2026.20.6.6, is a step toward Tesla's planned robotaxi expansion. Meanwhile, the hospital-grade bioweapon defense mode HEPA filtration system is now standard on several Model Y and Cybertruck trims. On the regulatory front, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rejected Tesla's petition to avoid a headlight recall affecting nearly 20,000 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles from model years 2017 through 2023. NHTSA found that headlights emitting excessive glare presented a genuine safety risk, contradicting Tesla's claim the issue was inconsequential. Federal investigators also concluded that Tesla's full self-driving system was not at fault in a fatal June 19 crash in Katy, Texas. NTSB findings show the driver manually overrode the system, pressing the accelerator to 100% before the vehicle struck a house at over 70 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, killing a 76-year-old woman. The driver now faces manslaughter charges. Despite near-term headwinds from rising competition, particularly China's BYD, which reclaimed the global EV delivery lead with 557,090 battery electric vehicles in Q2, Tesla is viewed as well-positioned for long-term growth as global emission standards tighten. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.